Hello and welcome to Finance Rules, the Eigenberger and Weiner Financial News Radio Show, a monthly podcast on the Incandescent Radio Network that offers insights into some of the top trends happening in the financial markets. Today, we are fortunate enough to be featuring financial advisor Carmen Wu, who partnered with Eigenberger and Weiner LLC in August of 2007. She brings nearly three decades of experience in the financial industry and has served as a financial advisor, branch manager, regional manager, chief operations officer, and vice president of a regional banking institution. So welcome to your show, Carmen.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Hope.
So our topic for today is Social Security and women. So tell us, how important are Social Security benefits for women?
Well, Hope, you know, Social Security benefits may be the only source of retirement income for a large majority of retirees, particularly women. So it's critical for them to understand how they're eligible for these benefits.
Absolutely. So how does it work?
Well, the way you qualify for the Social Security benefits is basically by having 40 quarters of wages that are subject to Social Security payroll taxes. And then you obviously receive the Social Security benefits. Now, the benefits are actually calculated based on the average of their 35 highest years of earning. And if you work fewer than 35 years, your income for the missing years are actually counted as zeros. So that can actually bring their averages down significantly. And many women are not aware of this. And, you know, although as women, Hope, we have made progress in the areas of earnings power, 67% of women still spend a portion of their adult lives as unpaid caregivers. And on average, women spend approximately 12 years, think about this, 12 years out of the workforce, which greatly impacts their Social Security benefits.
So why don't women know some of these basics of Social Security?
Well, traditionally, women have actually relied on their spouses to manage their household finances. And today, I'm still surprised how many women still rely on their spouses for financial guidance. And some women, you know, it's interesting, they get information from friends, family, and even coworkers who they work with when they start determining when to apply for Social Security.
And they're not always getting the right advice?
No, they're not always getting the right advice. You know, I think that not being aware of some of this information certainly has hurt some women. And knowing the basics for women is one thing. Developing a strategy on how and when to take your benefits is certainly a different story.
Now, help us navigate through this process. For instance, what is the one important point that women need to know to help better understand how to navigate Social Security?
Well, you know, the first thing I think with anything, education is certainly going to empower you to make a better decision, and certainly seeking professional help to better navigate and maximize your Social Security certainly helps out. And when women claim their Social Security benefits, or how actually they claim their Social Security benefits, greatly impacts their retirement for the rest of their lives. So, you know, educating yourself certainly is the number one thing that they can do. And just to give you an example, if you claim your benefit at the age of 62, which is the earliest you can actually claim it, your benefit is actually reduced by 25%. If you take Social Security, depending on when you were born, you can obtain 100% of your benefit at your full retirement age. So certainly the year you're born is very important to pay attention to. And you get 100% of that Social Security benefit. And by taking it at age 70, you may receive as much as 132% of your benefit. Now, the Social Security Administration website definitely provides you with a lot of information to better understand your benefits, whether you're single, married, divorced, or widowed. So I invite all women to certainly go and visit the Social Security Administration website, which is ssa.gov, and start learning a little bit more about what your benefits can provide you with.
And you also wrote a great article that outlines some of these benefits on the Eigenberger and Weiner Financial News website. So that's ebwfinancialnews.com. So last question for you today. What steps do you think women need to consider to create a sound retirement income plan?
Women can secure their retirement income by creating a retirement income plan. So you need to consult a professional, certainly, to be able to do that. You need to take inventory of your assets, identify your income resources, explore your Social Security benefit options, because there are many options that you have, and develop a strategy. By having a professional guide you and navigate you through this process, I believe that you will find it that it, they can certainly help you in maximizing your retirement income.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Carmen, for your time and your insights into women and Social Security. We look forward to talking to you soon for another episode.
Well, thank you, Hope, for having me.
You are listening to the Eigenberger and Weiner Financial News Radio Show on the Incandescent Radio Network. We look forward to talking to you soon.